Is Jesus your everything? Hallelujah. In him is no failure. He is all that we need. Hallelujah. For this is another day the Lord has made, and we ought to rejoice and be glad that you end the day. Hallelujah. This is day 19 of 2020. Hallelujah. And he's kept us 19 days in this new year. And for this, we ought to give him some praise. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because a lot has gone on in these 19 days. But tell somebody, I'm still here. Hallelujah. We are glad to be in the number one more day, time. Hallelujah. Thank him for, as Minister Smithson already said, another year older. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Lord has kept us. Praise God. Hallelujah. And all the other ones in the month of January. We praise God that you're in your month if you haven't already had your day. Praise God. And we are grateful to God for all that are here. Hallelujah. So we give glory and honor and praise to God, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, who has brought us together one more time. Hallelujah. And to our presider, Minister Best. Hallelujah. New kid on the block. Isn't she doing a great job? Hallelujah. She's doing it just like she's been doing it all the while. Hallelujah. Praise God. So we praise God for her. And let her know that she's been observing. Okay. You can learn a whole lot just by observing. Hallelujah. I mean, praise God for her and for her alternate, Minister Edward Green. And to all the other preachers in the house, we praise God for you. Okay. And to every officer of the Church of God, we praise God for you as well. Now, if you're not a minister, you're not an officer, you must be a layperson. So we praise God for every layperson in the house. Because everybody's special and everybody's important. Everybody has a position in the church. Whether you are elected or not, if you're not elected, you were selected by God to be who you are, what you are, where you are. Hallelujah. And we just praise God because your position out there in the pews is just as important as my position up here in the podium. Because if there's nobody in the pews, my position means nothing. Hallelujah. So we praise God for you are very important to his service. Hallelujah. And everybody's looking good in 2020. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so we praise God and you were made for God's glory. Hallelujah. And You were made according to his purpose. And he made everything beautiful in his time. Hallelujah. So everybody looks good. Hallelujah. Say, neighbor, I don't know what you think about it, but I know I look good. Because the word said so. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. And what God say goes. Because he is sovereign. Hallelujah. Nobody else has no rank over him. Hallelujah. Praise God. So we praise God for just that. Keep that in mind. So when somebody call you somebody that you're not, don't even answer. Because that's not who God said you were. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's the way to nip bullets in the head. All right? Don't even answer. Because they didn't address you, they addressed some fictitious person that they made up. Hallelujah. What time is it? Good news time. God's word is good news. And it's good news in a bad news world. So we come to bring you a bit of good news. Anybody can stand some good news? Hallelujah. God, this world is wicked and seems to be getting wickeder every day. Hallelujah. So we're grateful to God for his word is always good news. Our text today is the book of Mark, the 8th chapter. And we begin at verse 23. Mark 8, begin at verse 23. Eternal God will stand near the mental man, physical man, spiritual man. Give them all unto your care, that you may use us for your glory and your honor. Send a word full of everything we need, power, deliverance, peace, joy. Send a word that will cause us to be more like you each and every day. Help us now as we go through. In the name of Jesus we pray. Now let the words of my mouth and meditation of our spirit so be acceptable in our sight. O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. And the people of God say amen. Are we there? Mark 8:23, and he took the blind man by the hand and led him out on of the town. And when he had spit on his eyes, he put his hand upon him and he asked him if he saw aught. And he looked up and said, I see men as trees walking. After that, he put his hand again upon his eyes and made him to look up, and he saw, and he was restored and saw every man clearly. Tell the person near you, so neighbor, you need to tell the Lord this. Lord, help me to see what you see. Lord, help me to see what you see. Hallelujah. This being a new year, new opportunities, we ought to have a new outlook. We have another year's experience with the Lord, which should have grown our faith. And what we see in this world. And so we have not because we ask not. Our peace, our joy, our deliverance is all within our reach. God has put it there. Lewis has told you that the door is open. And we don't see the open door. All we see is closed doors. So we need to ask the Lord to help me to see what you see. Because with God, all things are possible. We look at things and say, it can't be done. We look at them and say, I can't do it. But the word has declared that what? I can do all things. That through Christ, who provides me the strength. We need to be as children of God to see ourselves in that light. And when we see ourselves in that light, nothing else anybody else does or say matters. We know what the word has said. And we expect everything to be how I see it with my physical eyes. But the word has declared we walk not by sight, but we're walking by faith. And so what the word has said, that's it. It may not be the way you see it, but that is it. So ask the Lord, Lord, help me to see things like you see. Glory be to God. Jesus in town. And the blind man was brought to him. Took him by the hand and led him out of the town. Sometimes you need to be let out. We need to be let out because we can't see. We think we see, but we can't see. We don't see what's good for us. We don't see what's good to us. We see headaches, heartaches, misery, discussions. We see so much thing we just get disgusted. But you're supposed to see in everything the good that God made in it. We need to see past our physical problem and see the deliverer. The one that has brought you to it. And when he brings you to it, he'll take you through it. Lord, in every situation, help me to see what you see. What you want me to see, God? We're walking around with blindness on. And our eyes need to be cleared up. We need Jesus to touch us in 2020 and see hope in everything, see deliverance in everything, see victory in everything, see joy in everything. Because the word told us we can count it all as joy when we enter into diverse temptation. So Lord, help me to find the joy in what I'm going through. Hallelujah. The word has told us that we're going to have afflictions. That's part of the world and part of the plan. But they're there for God's glory. And everything is working together toward the good of them that love God. And so when Jesus made spitter, and that's probably why he led the man out of the town. Because we got some instigators. Okay. We always want to make the worst out of everything and stir up some trouble. And so Jesus had to get them out. We need to be led out of us into the spiritual man. All right. Us or we or flesh, self, keeps us from being delivered. We got to be led out of the physical man and led into the spiritual man. All right? Because we, once you're saved, you're no longer a physical person. You are a spiritual being. But since we see the flesh, we think we're still in the flesh. All right? You're in the body, but you're not of the body. And you got to see that. Okay? When we can see that, the victory will be ours. Okay? We got to get out of what flesh tells us. The Bible told us that we need to crucify him. Jesus told us you need to deny him. All right? In other words, ignore. Act as if he's not even there. Okay? Because flesh means you no good. Okay? And flesh is already condemned. He can't go to heaven. So he wants to keep your soul there with him. All right? But God will make everything all right. Glory to God. And so Jesus spit in the man's eyes. Anybody in here can see what Jesus will see at this point? Do you see rage coming up in you? We want to fight with something that's accidentally fall on you. But to deliberately spit in his eyes, something had to get on your face. All right. But Lord, help me to see what you see. In that spit, Jesus saw deliverance. He saw healing. He saw a person getting a new lease on his sight. Hallelujah. And the individual, the Bible didn't say any kind of reaction, so he was ready to receive whatever the Lord has for him. We sing the song sometimes, Lord, however you bless me, I'll be what? And when the Lord bless you and you get mad. because he didn't bless me the way I was looking for it. He didn't bless me the way I see it. I see my blessing as a bed of roses without the thorns. But the thorns come with the rose. All right? So, Lord, help me. He spat in the man's eyes. Nobody wasn't there to look at it because he led him out of town, let the crowd in town. Okay. He spat and touched, and the man became seeing. But Jesus said, tell me, what do you see? Hallelujah. And the man said, I see men as tall as trees, and they're walking. In other words, he saw a distorted man out of proportion. He saw somebody that shaped and looked like a man, but it was odd because it was as tall as trees. We see our problems in our lives as insurmountable. They're so high, I can't get by. All right? They're too high for me to climb over, as Lewis. But Jesus already opened the door. He's already made the way. All you got to do is go through it. The blessings are already here. All you got to do is grab hold to them. And sometimes we need that second touch. Well, I'm reminded of Saul when he was on his way to Damascus. Saul, the Bible said, was beating out cruelty. He was going to persecute the church. Anybody and everybody that got in his way or was calling the name of Jesus, he had a letter of authority to bind them up and cast them into prison. Hallelujah. And Paul thought he was seeing things right. Okay. He wasn't just persecuting the church just to persecute it. He thought he was doing what God wanted him to do. Sometimes we get in that frame of mind. We get confused and think we're doing what God said do. Hallelujah. And so God knocked Paul down. He fell to his knees and said, my God, why are they persecuting me? What have I done? And Jesus said, Saul, why persecute thou me? And Saul said, and the Lord told them, hallelujah. As he looked at him and there Paul looking up and saw nobody. He was blinded from his old way. Because like I said, he was there trying to persecute because they didn't believe in Jesus. All right? And so he got up and he was led into town because he wanted to follow. What do you want me to do, Lord? And he said, get up and go on into town. And there I have somebody called Ananias. It's just going to tell you what to do. Because here's the interesting thing. Saul had to see that there'll be many things he had to suffer for my cause. So when we have suffering going on, it's because God allow it in our lives. When you have suffering going on, it's for his glory. And so when we can see as he sees, we can get the joy and the glory out of it that he intends for you to get out. We need to see what God has in the works for us. No matter what it is, no matter how bad it may seem to be, continue to give him the glory. Hallelujah. Because you may be like Saul was. Couldn't see for seeing. See, we see too much with these and not enough with this. Okay. All right. And when we see things, it may be all distorted. You see more than what's there. The man that was eyes were blind and the spit on his eyes saw more than what's there. Jesus had to touch him again. Okay. And when he touched him again, his eyes came open. So you think you see, but you don't see. So you need to say, Lord, help me to see what you see. I need your vision. I need to see what you're there. And as I come to a close here, I'm reminded of the time when Jesus had been preaching and a large multitude had gathered around. And it got late in the day. And his disciples came and said, Lord, Master, you didn't send the people home because we didn't bring no bread. We didn't bring no food. You need to send them home before it get too dark and too late. But Jesus said, what did you have? I ain't got nothing, but there's a lad here. Has 2 fish, 5 barley loaves. Now what we see, that ain't enough. That ain't enough for the 12 of us. and you got 5,000 plus. And you telling us sit them down in companies of 50? What we're going to give them afterwards? Lord, help me to see Jesus is an opportunity to let God's glory be shining. He saw an opportunity to help and to trust God in the impossible situation. So Jesus said, bring what the lad has and give it to me. He brought it there and gave it to Jesus, and Jesus looked up and gave thanks. Every opportunity you get to take things into your body, you need to tell God, thanks. Lord, bless this water. See, we used to drink water out of a fountain or from a pump, even from a river sometimes, if it need be. But now all we got is bottled water. We drank it without question. Because somebody put a label on it. We just grab that water and we gargle it on down. I ain't ask God to bless none of it. And you're taking them at that word that the water is pure. You don't want no pure water. It ain't got no taste. But you'll say, oh, it tastes so good. That let you know there's some other things in there that makes the water taste better. We can add things to that that enhance it more. Flavor, sugar, even salt sometimes. All those impurities make it taste better. The less impurities, the worse it tastes, or the flatter it tastes. Okay. So Jesus blessed the food. And then he said, now take it and feed the people. Each of the 12 got fish and bread. Can you see it? As Jesus saw it. He saw more than two fish. He saw more than five barley loaves. He saw enough to feed 5,000 plus and still have some left over. When your cover get a little low, ask the Lord to bless it. And eat by faith. Can you see the 12 disciples each coming and getting food? And as one take a fish out, another fish right back into the place. One take a loaf out, another loaf right back in this place. Can you see the Shunammite woman fixing a cake for Elijah? They were doing cake that she and her son was going to divide up and eat. She fixed it for him first. When she went back and fixed it for her, the same amount of meal was still there. And every day they ate. For 365 days, they ate from a handful of meal. Can you see the blessing that the Lord has for you? And he never runs out of his blessings. Every time you reach up and pull something down, some more come right back in this place. Every time you get over an obstacle, there's another obstacle right there in this place. But the same spirit that caused you to go the first time, caused you to go the second time, the third time, the fourth time, the fifth time, the tenth time, the 20th time, the 100th time, the 1,000th time, the millionth time. Every time, he just keeps right on blessing us over and over again. He brought me through this. He'll bring it to death. He will. He will. He will. Lord, help me to see. He healed me yesterday. He healed his baby today. But we got to claim it. We don't have it because we don't claim it. We don't claim it because we don't see it. But Lord, help me to see. You're a doctor that always delivers joy, peace, deliverance. You are my help. You are my joy. And I know that many are the afflictions, but God, you delivers. Not out of some of them, but all of them. Help me to see that this too shall pass. Hallelujah. Praise God. As things come your way that's not pleasing to you, just know it's for God's glory. And I'm going to see the blessing in it. And as I see the blessing that I can give God thanks, as his word has declared, give thanks unto the Lord in everything. For this is his will in Christ Jesus that strengthens me. Lord, help me to see what you see in my life in 2020. And I'm going to rejoice in everything. Hallelujah. And that's your deliverance. Praise your way out. Hallelujah. Praise your way out. Not, don't complain your way out, but praise your way out. Because you know there is God, and God will not fail. He said it would, and he will. God bless you. Hallelujah. So God will provide over and over again. Fed the 5,000, had 12 baskets full left over. More than what he started out with. Hallelujah. And that's what he'll do for you. If you are in need of the Lord's to be a part of your life, you have not yet accepted him as your Lord and Savior, or maybe you had to accept him but backslid and designed to come back, Now's your time to come. If you are without church and needing a house place called home, now's your time to come. If you have other things to cast upon the Lord, now is your time to come. The doors to faith are open. Walk through them and receive your blessing.
It away, but the other one left behind didn't purge his heart in time. Cried to the Lord, but for him it was too late. Pray you ought, pray the Lord again. Be ready, I pray we'll all be ready. I pray we'll all be ready for his return. I pray that we'll all get our business straight so we can all meet at the gate. I pray we'll all be ready for his return. I pray we'll all be ready. I pray we'll all be ready. I pray we'll all be ready for his return. I pray that we give our hearts a search so that we can stop playing church. I pray we'd all be ready for his return.